With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
To episode number 23 of the No Bad Days podcast. Johnny, what's up?
What's going on, bud? I can't believe we're 23 episodes in.
I know.
It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, it does.
One of
yeah, I think it does.
One of Jordan. Okay. Okay, first of all, Jordan, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Top roll. How yeah.
What, so what did you guys do today?
What else is new from when I talked to you downstairs a minute ago?
Yeah, that's what's so different is like.
Yeah,
we do the same thing with each other every day.
It's less of a catch up and mustard kind of a segment when we come on here because we've literally done everything together. So
I remember in the summer when we would log on and before we hit the record button, like we'd be all like fucking giddy and like there's laughing like, at each other and stuff.
There's much less condiment talk, like catching up and stuff.
No, we're getting
unpopular opinion, but I hate mustard.
Yeah, I don't like mustard either.
I enjoy a nice fingerful of mustard every now and again.
Just a spoonful?
Yeah, like a
table
teaspoon.
Or teaspoon?
Really?
Teaspoon.
A tablespoon's a little too much for mustard, but
I think mustard sucks.
I used to like
mustard.
Mustard's
only
like
good
anymore
on certain things like cupcakes and stuff.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair.
Like if you ever have
I forgot about that. Yeah. The old mustard on
no,
cupcake.
Like if you put a little Dijon mustard on a cupcake or a muffin or something.
Spicy Dijon?
Yeah, like spicy honey Dijon mustard.
On the chocolate cupcake.
Would you try it
right?
With pasta?
No,
just cupcakes,
just normally like desserts.
Oh, okay,
yeah, it's like a French
like
thing.
A creme brulee,
okay. Honestly, like creme brulee, like yellow kind of mix, like it's all about the color scheme, you know.
At the end of the day, yeah,
you know what they say, like if your plate has only one color, then you're eating wrong. That's why you got to put mustard on.
Yeah, no, you gotta eat the rainbow.
Yeah, like yeah. you can't mix two foods that are the same color. Like you wouldn't be able to put mustard on a banana.
Yeah,
but like you could definitely like throw it on like an orange.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Or not.
That's not a Skittles ad.
But here's one thing, since we're talking about food. When you make your plates, are you mixed? Like, are you making sure that none of your food touches, or do you not care?
I don't care.
Because I like to make sure that none of my food touches, unless it's like salmon, because then I make like a big mixture of salmon and rice and crush it all up together. Yeah. But everything, anytime else, I hate when my food touches. So
yeah, it depends on the type of food. Like if you got something saucy, you can't touch something that's not saucy.
Yeah.
Cause then that just ruins the other thing.
Yeah. Mine's just pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I don't care.
They all meet up
at the
same
end of the
place.
Day. They all meet up right in your stomach anyway.
Right. Right down the old pharynx.
Except
your
stomach,
the
little peristalsis going down. Yeah. Mixy.
Your stomach doesn't have taste buds though. That's the thing.
No, it does. My stomach. My stomach disagrees with a lot of things.
Your stomach is actually about 59% mustard, I heard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn that in science 101?
Yeah, that was in my first ever science class I took, and then they canceled that class after. Yeah,
they fired that teacher.
Yeah, after. The teacher that said that was just
you got that call.
Yeah, sorry. You know, it's just like, hey, you know, like you can't be teaching that kind of stuff to kids nowadays.
No, like that's like the Tide. That Tide Pod thing, people were eating Tide Pods.
Yeah, in science class, I heard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Only in science classes.
Yeah, did you guys do that in high school?
No, I didn't. I didn't need to.
Did you guys ever do the science experiment in high? Did you guys take science classes in high school?
Yeah, you had to.
A couple, right?
In grade 10,
grade nine and ten are mandatory, and then I just cut it off.
And then you gotta specialize.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I specialized in not taking science.
Yeah, I took science all the way through, obviously. But do you guys ever do that dry ice? When you put the dry ice in your mouth and then you like breathe out like the big cloud of like.
You can put dry ice in your mouth?
I don't know actually if you can or not.
No.
Please no one try
it. No. It's not putting it in your mouth. It's like you do. It's something weird. Someone will know and they'll mention it to me. You definitely don't put it in your mouth because then your mouth would like burn off and your lower jaw would be hanging on like a piece of cheese.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm not a science guy, but I feel like that's not a good
thing. No, yeah, I definitely misspoke there. It's definitely, maybe I was just in like a really intense science class.
We'll get a fact check on that.
Yeah,
I'm no, I'm no optometrist, but yeah.
No, yeah, I'm definitely
I'm no philanthropist, but that is not it.
I'm not an archaeologist, but I feel like the driest thing is a little far-fetched.
Archaeologist.
Do you even know what anthropology is?
Anthropology? Yeah, it's a study of like human interaction and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like there's different types of anthropology. Like when I was taking college courses.
What types of anthropology would there be?
When I was taking college courses in junior, I took anthropology, race, religion, and culture.
Oh, okay.
So you just study.
So it's like the different race, religions, and cultures around the world. Races and cultures.
Yeah. And you could take other kinds. So
like the trick with picking college courses, if like you guys are all in, if you guys are taking college courses or you're in school, The important thing to realize about the classes that you're picking is that you can basically tell what they're going to be about in the title of them. So like if like for example, like we took this class called square dancing, and like in that class we did learn how to square dance.
Yeah, and only square dancing. There wasn't like salsa or anything.
No, it was strictly square dancing. Yeah. Or like music and world culture. Like that's what you're in right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you learn about music, but like in the world culture. So
in like different cultures around the world.
Yeah, that cultures of world music.
You know what? Yeah. These past 3 years, I never understood why I was learning psychology in class.
Yeah, like you wouldn't be able to learn.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot of math, but
no,
it is a little more heavy on the psychology side. Yeah.
The only thing that I disagree with in math classes is that like there is some English that you have to read to like understand the questions.
Yeah, because not all math questions are just about numbers. It has to tell you what the numbers mean.
Yeah, so that's the thing I never understood. Like when you're taking like math classes, like it should have like a little bit of an English component like in the title, that way you understand.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Like yeah, that's what I'm
yeah,
well that's, I would just think that's like that's a given, but who knows, what do I know, right?
What do we know?
Nothing.
So seriously though, do you guys step up when you guys are going upstairs? Do you go one at a time or do you skip a stair?
Depends how big the gap is.
Depends how dominant I'm feeling.
Yeah.
If there's people behind me, I'm doing two. But if it's just, if I'm late for class and like no one's near the stairwell, then I'm just taking my time.
You're setting a tone.
Yeah, I'm setting a tone when there's people around me.
If I'm going up the stairs at the same time as like another like alpha male.
Yeah,
I'm probably going like three steps.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent to like a dog peeing on another dog's territory. Yeah,
I'm literally probably just looking at what the other guy's doing, and I'm just going one more stair.
And you're beating him.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, I don't care if I have to Rocky Balboa sprint up the stairs, I'm beating him. Yeah.
You know what I think is a kind of a dominant thing too, is what? Letting someone go through the door first.
Sitting when you pee, what? No, letting someone else go through the door?
Yeah, like, be like, you know what, no, you first.
Yeah. That is true.
That is kind of dumb.
Yeah, that's like polite, and like you're like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you're setting a tone.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you just listened to me.
Yeah, yeah, you literally just did what I said.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, don't
tell me have a nice day.
Don't tell me thank you. Just you're welcome. Basically, I'm sure this happens to you guys, but like whenever you're like, you say what's up to someone, and they say good, you.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
You're like, man, nothing much.
Yeah, like
oh, dude, good
talk. It's a crazy coincidence that this, so today I held the door, like remember how we were talking like how far away to hold the door.
Yeah.
Right. I was 10 foot rule. Yeah. It was like a close call.
Yeah.
No measuring sticks.
It was like in that 12 foot range. Like
we didn't have the measuring sticks out to measure.
Yeah.
I forgot my.
They should mark that.
I did forget my tape measure at home today when I went to school.
Yeah.
Normally, like I stand up
on the couch.
Yeah. So normally,
usually it's on your belt.
Normally, before I go into a door holding situation, I extend it 10 feet so that way when I turn, it's I can see how far the person is away.
As you should.
Right. But today I forgot it, so I was in that range where I was like, you know what? I'm going to make an exception. This guy might be 11, 12 feet away, but I'm still going to hold the door because he had a brisk pace walking towards me. Right. Brisk.
And you're a good guy.
Right.
So.
And I was feeling generous this morning, he did have a good pace. So like the velocity that he was walking probably cut that down to like a 10 foot anyways.
Yeah.
But he came up and he went through the door and he said, "You're welcome." And then he was like in a full on panic. And then to mess with him, I said, "Thank you."
He's probably still thinking about that right now.
He's probably in his dorm room, just with his hands in his hair. Just like,
he's like, "I don't know if I could ever look that guy in the eye again."
No.
You know what I've caught myself a couple times in the past is, this happened probably a handful of times to me. One time I really remember, it was when I went for physio back home, and my physiotherapist was like, "Hey, how's it going?" And I'm like, "Good, how are you?" She's like, "Good." I'm like, "Good, how are you?"
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
And then after, like,
I have done that too.
They tell you to like just look the other way because they're about to like do whatever they're doing, and then you're just kind of thinking about it, and they're like, "So, like, it hasn't rained in a while," and like just making the worst conversation ever.
Making small talk at like
an appointment
is probably the hardest thing to do, like
especially a dentist office.
Like it's right up
can't
dude,
talk.
Dude yeah my dentist well, no, they all, I feel like I'm always talking like they're asking me stuff like about because I like we're family friends with my dentist
same with us
and
actually.
She's always like we're always congrats, dude, talking we're always talking like she's like plucking my teeth with like the metal pick or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just impossible to talk.
Yeah.
But it's still hilarious.
You feel dumb. You're like, am I supposed to respond?
You're like,
how about when they put the suction thing in to get your spit and you never know when to close your mouth?
You're like, close and you're like,
they like suck everything and you could still like feel a little bit of spit in like the back of your mouth. And they're pulling it out and you close your mouth on it and it's like, and you're like,
Sometimes they
wish people could see what you
or
just
sometimes
did.
They don't do it like enough and then there's a huge buildup and then you're there like this. Well, no one can watch, but you're basically just gasping for air through your mouth, but there's so much saliva that you're like
you're
like trying to swallow it. And then, and then they're like, "Do you need suction?" Like, oh.
You know what I'm glad has never happened to me, knock on wood. But I've never sneezed while at the dentist while they're working. Because like I feel like that's just game over.
Mm-hmm.
That something similar happened. Actually, I think we were all playing Call of Duty together and I had to do the take home COVID test.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, when you went back to Canada, like peak pandemic, they give you a COVID
test.
It's a
good alliteration there, by the way, peak pandemic.
Yep. They give you a COVID test when you cross the border and you got to take it at home. And you got to like be on FaceTime with a nurse while you're doing it and stuff. And it's one stick and you put it up both nostrils, so like that's kind of nasty in the first place, but for some reason every time I got a COVID test up the nose, like it made me sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, I put it up my first nostril, took it out second nostril, the lady's telling me to like put it back farther and farther and farther, and then all of a sudden I just sneeze and like it's the grossest feeling with this thing like right up your nose. And then I hear you guys laughing through my headset.
Well, the funny thing about that is that you waited on the line because you had to wait online to get the nurse to come and watch you do it, basically. And you waited online for like 4 hours while we playing COD. And then you went upstairs to get something for lunch. And we could hear the nurse come on your phone while you were done. She's like, "Hello? Hello? Okay." And then she hung up and then you got deported right back to the end of the line.
Oh yeah. And the crazy part about that was it literally said 138 people in front of you, so I'm like, okay, I would assume I have time to go get lunch.
Right.
Quick sandwich.
I go upstairs, what was I gone for, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I come back down, gone,
nurse is gone,
630 people in front of you.
And we got to listen to the whole time while you took your test 20 minutes later.
Yeah, no, awesome.
You didn't want to unplug your mic or nothing.
So no, I was not friendly with the mute button. Okay.
Yeah. No, the mute button was disabled, I heard that day, actually. Get your hydration in, John. Attaboy.
It's important.
So, to the wolf, but. John, what's your favorite NHL team to watch right now? Because mine's definitely not the Sens.
Dude, the Sens can't even play for another month.
No, I know. They got the COVID issue right now.
So. There's like, 10 guys on the team with COVID? Or in the protocol?
They're in the protocol. Yeah, they didn't say how many had it, but I can't, yeah.
That's brutal.
Tough sledding right now.
How does that work, I wonder, with their pay?
Oh, I don't think it.
The games get rescheduled.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. They postpone the games.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's the same as being injured. Like you still get paid.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, we'll just scrap that.
Yeah, we'll scrap the games. The opponent, sorry. No, it's 2 points for you guys.
It's only the number one hockey league in the world.
Yeah.
Is it?
No big. I think so. I would assume so. The National League?
Pretty
national.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Anything with a national is just like the best.
Any three-letter league is like pretty good.
Yeah, if you play in a three-letter league, then that means you're pretty good.
Yeah,
at like sports.
Remember that fake account that chirped us on the hockey guys, and he was like imitating a former NHL player, but yeah, like, it was clearly a fake
it
account.
Was,
and he chirped us about. He's like, "Yeah, boys, I played in the three-letter league."
Yeah,
and like, oh, okay.
Well, that was last year, right?
Profile picture from 2004.
It was Danny Heatley in the corner.
Yeah, literally. I forget the name of it. It was not like Luke Clendenning or something like that. I don't know. Which who did play in the NHL, but I do not think it was him. If it was him that was wasting his time tripping us on TikTok, then, you know.
Yeah, bigger fish to fry.
Go spend your money somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because he made a lot of it. Anyways. So what did we do this week? We had the weekend off. Oh yeah,
we had the whole week off.
We had the weekend off. We went
no games.
We tested out our kingpin skills at the bowling alley on Saturday night.
That was fun.
Yeah,
even though we were driving in an absolute snowstorm.
Yeah, it was snowing. Yeah.
I don't have my winter tires yet, so my car was sliding everywhere. That was scary.
No, we made it work though. Yeah, but the bowling part was fun.
Yeah, I was. I haven't bowled in probably 5 years, and
you could hardly even notice.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was red rotten.
You were
holy. Damn near terrible.
Yeah, I mean, we were all bad, but
no,
the gutter
had my number that night.
You're like the Oakland A's in Moneyball at the start.
Yeah, before they traded Pena.
Yeah, and they lost Giambi.
Yeah,
yeah. For those of you that don't notice, that's a reference to a movie.
Yeah,
called Moneyball.
Sick movie,
Brad Pitt.
Jonah Hill. How's it going?
So tell us about your guys' outfits today. Because you guys are both wearing sweatsuits.
Yeah, me and Jordan are bumming it.
I wear sweats every single day, no matter what.
Yeah.
Why do you have jeans?
For Saturday nights.
They're called gold pants. Gold pants.
Mm. How many suits do you guys have?
Three.
Yeah, three. Something like
okay.
That. And then I have a mixture of like different. I have like a few different dress pants, but
you got
three
like
suits.
You got like one suit and like five.
It's
different
tough
dress
to wear
shirts.
A suit here though, because it's so cold. So I always just want to wear my pea coat.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like the snow just mucks your dress shoes.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
which
true.
I do not like.
Yeah,
I hate that.
And dress shoes have like the least traction in the world.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If you've ever worn dress shoes before, then it's like basically like what are the curling shoes? You know, the ones that are like slidey.
Yeah. Well, they put the thing on them.
I'm not too familiar.
You're not familiar with curling?
Not with the equipment, no.
Oh, okay. Well, they have a shoe that has like a basically
I know the broom
slider.
And the rock.
Well, how about then we do
the
like,
golf shirt that
what's
they
a,
wear.
What's like a slippery shoe?
Tap shoe.
which
I'm also not familiar.
Ballet shoe? No,
yeah, I don't know that one either.
Oh, okay.
Heard of it.
You ever tried ballet?
No.
You should. It's fun.
I think all athletes should try ballet.
I think ballet is probably like the third toughest sport in the world.
Those dancers are jacked, the things that they do.
Oh yeah. Like
dancers are jacked.
Dancers are crazy athletic if you think about it.
Oh yeah.
Like the balance and coordination. It's not physically off.
You're not gonna get hit.
Yeah, like it's not like a like a contact, obviously not a contact sport,
but it's a lot of endurance.
Athleticism, balance, endurance would be
core strength.
I kind of wish I did figure skating growing up, just to translate to hockey.
Yeah, a lot of the best skaters do figure skating.
And then Jeff Skinner.
Yeah, figure skate Jeff Skinner. I never figure skated, and that's probably why I'm probably not the best skater in the world.
Never did either.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Couldn't even
no, but like, what's your top three like hardest sports to do for like an average person? What would be the top three hardest sports for them to do?
I think tennis.
Tennis is easy, I think.
No,
dude, I think it's
the endurance in tennis is insane. If you go on a rally.
Who are you playing against? Serena Williams?
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking like.
But it's like a 15 to 30 second spurt of running.
I don't know. I would imagine like yards. Trying to go pro in tennis is like insanely hard.
Okay. I'm going to go. I don't know, actually. This is kind of a pickle we got ourselves into.
Yeah.
I think hockey's definitely probably the hardest.
Hockey's up there.
Just skating.
Yeah, skating in general. Figure skating is really hard. And ballet/dance. Those things. Boxing would be hard.
I think, yeah, mixed martial arts and boxing.
Oh, yeah, you got to be tough.
You got to be a psycho and tough.
Yeah, you have to be able to get punched in the face and, like, enjoy it, kind
of. And, like, fighting takes a lot out of you, obviously. Like, we've all been in hockey fights on the ice, and those are what 20 30 seconds, and you're kind of gassed after.
Yeah,
and imagine going like 3 minute rounds
for like 20. Yeah.
That's like,
I went for a minute once, and that I couldn't even like get air after. I was literally like choking trying to get my breath after this fight. I'm not even kidding, there's a video, and I went for a minute and 6 seconds.
Really?
Just non-stop throwing.
That's insane.
And
I did that once too, but it was dead. Just against my brother in the basement.
Yeah. It was on a punching bag.
Yeah. I won, by the way.
I used to get thrown around back in the day.
Oh yeah.
I know John listens to these, but he used to we had an unfinished basement at my old house back in Ontario, and we'd play mini sticks down there, and he would just chuck me around.
It's like a rite of passage as an older brother that you just get to beat up your younger brother like whenever you want, basically. Yeah.
It's like I'm a younger brother and an older brother.
Oh, so you get the
I get the best of both worlds, pretty much.
You get to get beat up and then take out your anger from getting beat up on your younger brother.
Oh, yeah. I remember me and my older brother would go put our football equipment on outside and then just play 1v1, like
me and my
try
brother.
To get to the other end of the grass.
That's literally what me and my brother did, too. I can vividly remember that. In the rain, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just one time.
And let's just say I didn't make it to the other end too many times.
Yeah. I never made it once.
My brother, he's 3 years older than me, so he had quite the advantage when we were 10 and 13 years old.
Right. that makes sense. So I'd agree with that. What should we, what do you guys have your stuff lined up for the things that hit different this week? Or should we pulse
phone? I thought mine earlier. I put it in my phone, so I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, well, then you can go first then, Mr. Head
forward thinker. Mr. Preparation.
Yeah.
You guys not have yours?
Preparation, Patrick, go ahead.
No, you're not already.
I'm ready.
I'll go last.
Okay, mine's a future hits different because I know it's going to hit different this weekend.
What?
But a nice care package for my parents coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know they're bringing me a care package from home of like the Canadian goods that I asked for. So care package hits different.
Oh, okay, I got mine now.
Okay,
you kind of inspired me. Yeah, you know, a nice hug from your mom.
Okay,
that'll be nice.
That hits different.
Extra long.
Yeah, just like a 15 second hug.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's pretty long for a hug.
Yeah,
I'd say.
I'm just gonna since we're sticking on the family talk, I'm just gonna go out there and say like seeing your family for the first time in a while probably just hits different.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
So like.
It'll be the first time.
One time when the first time I ever moved away from home when I was 17, I didn't see my parents for like 3 or 4 months. And then I flew home for Christmas. And in the Ottawa airport, like when you get off the plane, you walk down and then the lobby is like down this long escalator for like where you pick up your baggage. And that's where all the families like wait. And so like I come I get on the elevator and it's probably like good 30 seconds to come down the elevator.
Yeah.
And I'm just leaning on, I'm so tired. I'm just leaning on the side, like and I can see my parents at the bottom and my like my brothers and sisters. And as soon as my mom sees me, she literally starts body checking people out of the way. And she, I swear to God, she's standing at the bottom of the escalator, like in inside, like where people are getting off. So people are like having to like squeeze by. Yeah. And she's standing there with like arms on her hips crying. And I'm yeah. like, I was like,
you walk right by her.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I just gotta get my bag. And then I'm like, oh, people are going to know that's my mom when I get to the bottom.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was funny.
There's no getting in the way of a mom no. and a son she hasn't seen in a long time. There's no chance.
Like my dad obviously was just like, hey,
so
quick hug. Like maybe a firm handshake. I think maybe hugged my dad for like 30 seconds total in my whole life.
That's like legit though.
Yeah.
It's usually like, just like a bro hug.
No, like our relationship isn't based on hugs, you know? Yeah. It's like
kisses.
Yeah. Like on the cheek.
Yeah.
No, but like it's more like
kisses.
Yeah. It's more of like a, like I can look at him and be, and like he knows, like yeah. I don't have to hug. Whereas like my mom and I is like, as soon as I see her, she sees me, it's like instant 15 second
hug. Yeah.
That same
guarantee.
With me.
Yeah. So shout out, dad.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
It's always so nice going home though at Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to be there for a short time, but it's just like refreshing. And like, I don't know if you guys get like this, like when you've been away for so long, like do you guys ever feel weird like being back home and like driving around?
Yeah.
Like your hometown and stuff.
Just like for like the first week.
Yeah.
Like in the like spring, like Christmas, we're only there for 6 days, but
yeah,
when I get home, like getting kind of reacclimated to everything,
yeah,
it's weird.
That's how it is, right? Like when you go back home, you got to get readjusted to like being back home, living with your parents, yeah, and like whatever you do at home. And then when you come back to school, you got to get readjusted to your everyday routine, right, and stuff like that.
Like the biggest adjustment is like at home, I'm not allowed to leave my room in the morning until I make my bed. Whereas like here,
that is not a rule here.
Yeah, no. Like
as you can tell,
this is my house. Like I make the rules here, so like I'll make my bed.
We should just when your parents clean our house when our parents come. No, just be like, this is our house.
This is how we live.
Yeah, we're not gonna clean a single thing.
No, I'm too scared. Yeah, we can't do that. To be honest.
Yeah, because then my mom's gonna try and clean the house, and then I'm gonna feel bad, and then
my mom will too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to go like full on clean mode Thursday before we head out to Eau Claire, and then hopefully it's the same condition when we come back.
And you know what's funny is that it might not be.
Yeah. Somehow, some way.
It honestly seems
like other people live here when we're not here, because like it seems like whenever we come back, the house is not the way we left it. Yeah. For some reason.
Well, maybe it's
whenever we do like a deep clean, it takes like 3 hours to just have garbage everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
which I don't understand, but
yeah. But hey.
But hey, that's just how it goes sometimes.
That's the animal
speaking
house for you.
Going home, it's gonna kind of suck not having to quarantine.
Yeah, I know. I kind of,
we won't have to sit in there. Yeah, there's no excuses or anything.
I kind of just want to like fake a cold or something.
Yeah, for 2 weeks just play COD like, for 10 hours a day.
Like if I could just be quarantined for like 2 days when I go home, that'd be awesome. Cause like I just live in my basement and all the meals just sent down, and then play 13 hours a day of COD with you guys.
The quarantine's nice when you're home for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Because you get the chance to like, just like have your own time, like because when you're here, there's not much alone time you get.
There's zero like privacy. Actually, you would think you'd have privacy living on your own.
No,
but you actually don't. Yeah, when you have teammates.
There's a literally, seriously, ever not 1 second of privacy that you can get. Like if you're trying to have a like private like night by yourself, like you want to go, you go to a movie, yeah, or you like get a hotel room, like there you go, it's your space, you know.
Yeah,
but here it's like there's guys walking in and out of your room asking you for homework questions,
yeah,
or just, you know, general horseplay.
You're trying to take a shower, yeah, but another guy's got to take a pee, so he's got to go, yeah, in there
or brush his teeth.
You're like, yeah, all right, you're like, yeah, no, yeah, go ahead, no, dude,
yeah, yeah, we're all good here.
That's why you always leave the doors unlocked.
It's just like a permanent, like, honestly, hockey players' houses in college should just be one, like, big room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's, like, the same.
There's literally no difference.
Yeah.
Doors are don't mean anything.
Like, we might as well take the doors off every room in this house because they don't actually mean, like, they're honestly just, like, guidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Like, this is they're like the lines on a road. Like, you could cross them.
Yeah, like, I feel like...
You're not supposed to, but you can.
Like, sometimes I just go into Dave's room and just do homework because I feel like that's my space, too.
I pay rent.
And yeah, and he has no idea that we do that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I go take naps in there during the day.
I use all seven of his computer screens at once. It would be hilarious if we went in, if we went in there one time and just changed a bunch of the computer screens so that when he came in, he's like, what's going on?
Or we
like,
should just change. We should say password. That one prank we're going to do on him.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't listen to the podcast. So what we're going to do.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dave. Yeah, this is what you get for not listening.
Anyways, thanks for the support, Dave. But it's kind of funny, but so Mort, his cat, Mort.
Mortimus
Prime.
Yeah, or Morty, as otherwise known, has an Apple AirTag collar, so Dave can keep tabs on him when Dave's not here. I guess he wants to know like when Morty's going to the washroom and stuff. I guess I don't know, but so we sometimes Morty kicks his collar off and then Dave panics because he doesn't know where Morty is. So we're thinking about taking his collar off and then putting it in someone's car so they can drive around. So that Dave thinks Mort got kidnapped. And then we were going to hide Mort in one of our rooms.
Yeah, like just to be clear, the cat will stay in the house.
Yeah, no,
there's no harm done to the cat. The
cat's not going to go anywhere.
The only harm done is to Dave.
Yeah, the AirTag. And then so then we'll be on.
Someone suggested like they put in Lake Superior.
Yeah, like we take it to the bridge and drop it in the lake. No, that would be taking it too far. But yeah, like if you put it in someone's car that's unsuspecting and they go to school and they're driving around like Superior, then he'll be tracking it and he'll be like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, but for cats.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Dog the Cat Bounty Hunter. The feline bounty
cat
hunter.
The bounty hunter.
It'll be like a whole episode. It is like Mortimus missing.
I think that's a good one. And then whoever's home, you got to act like, oh my God, like where's Mort? Like, yeah, like just like
you have
make
to
him
pretend,
even more worried.
Yeah. Pretend to be concerned.
Yeah.
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 I've never once been concerned about the cats. Like, I'm just
you got a dog, Johnny. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
That's true. Well, I didn't get a dog. My roommate's got a dog and it's pretty cute.
It is cute.
Her name is Oakley.
I thought her name.
No, it's finalized now. It's Oakley.
Okay.
And it is staying.
There was a little bit of a custody battle though, right?
Yeah, there was a little bit of divorce court going on in our house for
depending on whose dog it was.
Yeah, but okay. That's all settled and it belongs to two of my roommates.
Oh, so it's not completely settled.
It's not completely settled, okay. But it was a battle between three, but now it's down to two.
Okay.
So
bowed out.
Yeah, we're happy with that. And it's a cute dog.
You know what would have been hilarious is if we...
It's like a black lab mutt
kind
of thing. It's got like three other things mixed in there, but like it's just so cute.
We should one time when we're at the rink and we're doing court, like we talked about, remember how we talked about doing court like for hockey?
Yeah.
So we don't do court for our team.
We should start.
But I think it'd be hilarious if we brought the dog and then we had the two guys that were owning the dog. And we literally did like a courthouse,
they had to
debate on who kept the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you put one guy in each end of the dressing room and whoever the dog goes to, that's the owner.
Yeah. I think that's the only fair way to do it.
That's the only way I see it.
And then it would run to me and I'd be like,
it's mine now.
It's mine. Sorry. I'm like, you're coming home with me.
It runs to a piece of tape. Well, it's the tape.
Yeah. So
it's a rink dog.
Sorry, boys.
Dog stays at
the rink. To the Zamboni driver
now. Oakley is a cute puppy.
Yeah. She's pretty good, too. Like, she doesn't bark.
Well, it is a puppy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she knows how to bark.
Yeah, it'll get a little. She's less literally cute 10 weeks once old. It gets like 60-80 pounds. It'll become a little less cute, I'm pretty sure.
And then when it starts to shed all over your clothes. Yeah. And
that'll
couches.
Be nice. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. No, I'm actually looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's like when Mort comes and lies on like your nice black sweater.
Yeah.
And then it's white where he was lying. It's kind of nice.
No, I'm also pumped for when the snow melts and it's all muddy in the backyard, and when we have to take her out to pee and then her paws just track
that'll
the
be
house.
Sweet.
Yeah,
I like that's probably what I'm most enthused about, but yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I couldn't be I would be that'd be
I
static.
Think one thing we should do
I have goosebumps talking about it.
completely unrelated to what we're talking about, but I think we should go cut down our own Christmas tree this year.
I was
gonna rent an axe or something.
We should do that.
Are you gonna rent an axe?
What do you mean?
We'll buy one.
Don't they have saws at like the Christmas tree farms?
Oh. Yeah, there is.
Oh,
farms, I thought.
Yeah.
And you could cut them down yourself.
Yeah, I know. You could look one out.
I'm sure there's Christmas tree farms.
I'm sure
here.
The cats will destroy it. Like,
yeah, I really don't want to get it because then you're going to have pine needles all over your living room.
Yeah, but we're pretty good at like cleaning up.
So. Lord knows those will never get cleaned up.
No, but like
we can't take care of granola bar wrappers. Never mind a Christmas tree.
I'm not a fan of like fake Christmas trees just because it doesn't give off like that pine smell that you
look
for.
We have one in the basement.
Well, you just got a pine candle.
How many Christmas trees do your parents put up at Christmas time? Because mine is
two: one in the front, one in the one in the dining room, and one in the living room.
Yeah,
one in the basement for us.
Okay,
but my mom puts up like all the.
All the decorations.
Lights, decorations all over.
Inside
like,
and out.
Yeah, my
everywhere.
My mom goes into a little bit overkill.
Yeah.
So she puts one in the front window, which is a fake one, and then one by the stairs, which is like maybe 15 feet away from the front window. And these are like two like 11, 12 foot tall trees. And then the real tree that like the presents go around is at the back. So like within 10 seconds of walking into my house, you see three Christmas trees.
Yeah.
But
it's like Bentleyville in there,
and they all have their own specific designs,
one's like a white one, one's Easter themed.
No, one's like hip hop themed, one's country themed, one's
EDM.
Alternative rock or
EDM.
Yeah,
all you hear in the night is.
No, but like they all have their own specific boxes. And then like last Christmas I was home for a while, and she was like, "Oh, you're home to decorate the trees this year," and like gave me the boxes for each specific one. And of course, like that wasn't what I wanted to do that day, obviously. Yeah. So I would just like throw them up on the tree, and like half the tree wasn't even covered and stuff. And she's like, "Oh my god, let me do that." I'm like, "Okay."
Oh yeah, that's no, it's insane. Definitely like mom's job
that's like the
we'll mess it up.
It's like international like like son and daughter sign language is like when you don't want to do something that your parents ask you to do, you just do it like wrong, so that way you don't have to do it.
No, 1000%.
Yeah,
and it's funny, like you said you had themes there, like so the one in our living room, which are all our like immediate family presents go under, is all like the homemade ornaments and stuff like that, and like all the arts and crafts we did at Christmas time when we were a kid. They go on that
how
tree.
Brutal are those?
Embarrassing. Oh, I couldn't glue popsicle sticks together.
Yeah.
I guess
mine looked like I had balloons for hands when I was younger.
Yeah, you had pickle fingers. And then the one in the front's like the nice one where like you see if you drive by with like the expensive or whatever, like better ornaments. Yeah.
Expensive.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Johnny. What song should we sing today, Johnny? Christmas song? No,
you
it's not too early.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. That's all I know. Do you know the rest?
Up ahead when you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Okay, that's all I know.
Yeah, nice. That was good, guys.
Thanks. So do you guys have any like cool? Okay, this is the problem I'm having now that we're into the Christmas talk.
Yeah, what's up?
We established last time that there's to be no Christmas before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and now
we're talking about,
and now we're breaking our own dang rule.
Yeah, I know, but like, I think talking about it's okay.
It's different than like acting on it.
But like, don't buy Christmas decor
Yeah
before December 1st or put it up.
I have a question. Okay.
What's up, Chris?
Okay, so the question I have is like, do you guys have any like? Okay, so like I said, we're getting into Christmas talk, but we've established that this doesn't count, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. No, especially because like, we can make our own rules, like I said before.
This is our podcast. Yeah. We can do whatever we want.
Guess what, people? If you're getting mad and slamming your steering wheel right now, too bad. We're gonna talk about Christmas.
Do you guys have any like cool family traditions for Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas Eve is like the biggest day and night in our family. So the morning of Christmas Eve.
It's like the 4th of July for your family.
They don't celebrate 4th of July.
It's like the Declaration of Independence Day for your family. Trying to think of important days.
But yeah, we all go to my one aunt and uncle's house for mm-hmm. drinks in the morning mm-hmm. and then hang out.
Oh, you guys drink in the morning?
We go at like 10 a.m. and we start having like casuals and then my cousins always have like
what are you drinking? Do you guys go with like eggnog vodka or tequila? Like
no like whatever you're
do you guys like fancy. Eggnog?
No. I've never had eggnog.
Oh, I don't like it.
You know what Farm Boy is, right?
Yeah
they have
like the grocery store.
Yeah. My dad and I always go there and they have like really good fresh made eggnog out of like a glass
container.
Bottle. There you go.
Do you guys hug after?
No, we don't.
They buy it. They look at each other. Quick kiss on the cheek. No, and then they like, leave.
The thing is, like, we'll buy it. We'll go together.
And they hold hands in the car.
Yeah. Like we go together. No, we don't hold hands, but we both hold the bottle. We both hold one side of the bottle.
Yeah, no.
Like he holds the top, I hold the bottom, and we drive all the way home with it in our hands.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but no, it's really good. It tastes like, you guys ever had vanilla pudding?
Yeah,
I have had vanilla
pudding. It tastes like vanilla pudding.
Okay.
With like a little egg.
Is it made with egg?
I would assume
I think they would give it a different name if it was not.
What do you think the nog part of it's made of? Is there like an ingredient?
So you guys have fresh
nogs. I know there's nutmeg in it for sure. I'm confirming that per Darren Dreger.
Maybe they turned that into the nog part.
Do you guys still get stockings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite thing.
Oh yeah.
One of my favorite things to open.
Really?
That was my stocking.
I do like because it's candy and then just like essentials.
Yeah. That's same with me. Yeah, it's like toothpaste, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All the stuff I
kind of like it.
It's like it's like Santa told you that you just had bad hygiene for Christmas. All that stuff in your stocking.
Yeah.
You're like, oh wow, deodorant.
You
I needed
a cool
this.
Pair of underwear.
Yeah.
Like a bottle of cologne or something.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Like Gucci cologne.
Burberry.
Anyways, sorry, we completely cut you off from your guys' drinking adventure on Christmas.
Oh yeah, no. So we do that, and then
what do you drink? You never answered.
It's kind of like whatever you're feeling, like vodka soda or
so nothing like holiday.
No, no, not really. Okay. No, but all like the traditional Italian cookies are like laid out there, so you can.
What's the traditional Italian cookie, like an Oreo?
A Fudgio.
I don't even know what they're called.
Girl Scout cookies.
I don't even know what they're called, and if I say the name, I'll absolutely butcher it on here. But I'll send you guys a picture.
Okay, sure.
We'll post it on the pod.
Send me a picture. Yeah.
But we had a couple drinks, and then we all go home, get changed, and then we come back around like 4 or 5 o'clock, and then everyone's just cooked. We don't eat meat on Christmas Eve,
right? So you guys
fucking down over there?
You guys go with the Beyond the Meat Burger night on Christmas Eve?
No burgers.
No fish. Beyond Meat Burger.
No, we don't. Everything
fish is
has
meat, Johnny. So
no, it's not.
What do you eat then if you don't eat fish?
Well, I told you Christmas Eve is my exception because I don't want to be a burden on my family.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You don't want to be a bird.
Yeah, I think once a year is doing my part.
What would a bird be doing?
Cleaning
on your family?
The ocean. A burden?
How would a bird get on your family if you didn't eat fish?
All right. Anyways, and then every year it's at my one aunt and uncle's house. So that's our tradition.
Yeah, sorry. What? You're what?
Zia and Zio.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please Zio. Refer to them as their proper name, not aunt and uncle.
It's for the listeners, man.
Yeah. That's a cool tradition. Like I was more talking about like, I guess, no, that counts.
And you can open one present on Christmas Eve.
Okay. And what is it? Do you guys get? I had the same thing. We open one present and it's always pajamas.
Well, I used to do that too.
It's different every year.
Back in the day, my grandma would always like label one and it would always be a onesie or pajamas.
Yeah, and then every
well, that's sick though.
Every year
you could wake up.
Every year that you'd hope it'd be like a new Nerf gun that you could like play in the basement with all night, except for like it was just pajamas.
Oh yeah.
I used to never sleep on Christmas back when I was a kid. I was pumped. Stay up and wake up at like 7:30 and go wake up my parents.
I remember my dad used to when we were little. My dad used to pull up the Santa Claus tracker, and you could see where he is around the world with that website.
Dude, Santa,
and I'm like, oh my Santa god, he's in like France right now.
Dude,
shit,
dude, slow key Santa like buzzes.
He gets
he zips.
Like he must be breaking speed limits.
Oh yeah. No, there's magic. I think there's magic involved.
Do you think he ever gets pulled over?
I bet you once.
I bet you got some grumpy cop and
I mean police officer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gotta make the quota for the month.
Yeah, true. So. What about you, Jordan? You got any cool family traditions?
Nothing crazy, no. A lot of my family doesn't live in like where we are. There's only one aunt and uncle, so we usually have them over Christmas Eve and have some appetizers and whatnot.
Okay,
that's it. Christmas morning is always us just relaxing, having some fresh fruit. I think we talked about this one.
Christmas morning, like some chill, and Christmas and day is more like chill. Like, it's very relaxed. You don't have to dress up really.
Mine is we have like special ornaments that go on the tree every year. So like from the time my parents got married, they have like an ornament for every year. So like when I was born, I was added into it. Mm-hmm. So it's like Kevin, Tammy, Troy, and then my sister, Kevin, like, and then on. So we have those from like every year since like 1935 when my parents were married. No, just kidding. They were married in 93, I think.
Oh, same with mine.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't quote me on that though, because that could be completely wrong. But I'm pretty sure.
Hey, we'll ask him this weekend.
I was born in 97. So I think 93. I'm gonna lock in final answer 93.
So they had 4 years of just like a good time.
Yeah, like I think that's they got married young though. Like they were engaged when they were 19.
How old are your parents right now?
51, 2, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, mom and dad, but that's how old you are. No, they're pretty well. They're young for having a 24-year-old, almost 24-year-old. Let's pump the brakes.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Right, like, how old are your parents?
My dad's 60.
Okay, so they're older than my parents.
My dad was born in 59.
Yeah, and your parent, your mom's younger, but your dad's almost. Yeah, okay. Enough of the birthday talk. We don't talk about that.
enough of this birthday crap.
Enough of this birthday crap. Even though mine's coming up in 17 days. I don't know. And then every Christmas morning we've had the same breakfast every year. It's like the most random breakfast. It's Cinnabons and pigs in a blanket.
Like, so just not traditional breakfast.
No. Just like literally the Pillsbury croissants with a little breakfast sausage in them.
Yeah.
That's what we call pigs in a blanket.
Croissant.
You can make me drop my croissant. And then Cinnabons that my dad buys the day before.
Those are probably deadly.
Yeah, they are deadly. Yeah.
Like you wake up hungry and you just smell that in the house.
Yeah, that's like the first thing I go to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
It's like now that I'm older, like I come in, I'm like, oh, that's pretty sweet. And then I turn to the coffee machine, instantly make myself a scalding hot black coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Burn my face. And then,
burn your face.
And then, that's an important step in the coffee drinking pot. Like if you drink black coffee, like you burn your tongue.
Yeah. No,
it's
similar to chef hands that they could touch anything hot. Your mouth is totally okay with drinking the hottest of coffee.
I have a pretty embarrassing story about hot coffee.
Oh, but I do continue. Too. I know I do too, actually. I think I told it on here before, but guess what, people? I'm going to tell it again.
Because I'm a beauty.
Guess whose podcast is? It's our podcast.
We can tell stories twice.
Yeah, we can tell them as many times as we... Anyways, that concludes my normal Christmas traditions, I guess. And we have dinner with my family at night.
This coffee story I have. Do you guys have we didn't call them proms. We called them formals in high school. And
why? Because you guys were in private school. You had to make it a
better
fancy
than
name.
All of us.
Yeah.
I wasn't in private
school. You had a better name. You had to have a better name than prom. You had to have.
Why? What makes you think I went to private school?
Just because
you dressed up.
Just the way you look.
You had
to
wear the same outfit as everyone.
Yeah. It's the way that you actually.
Anyways, what's this?
Anywho, so we had our school dance and it was at a banquet hall, and there was a bar there, but obviously they're not serving alcohol because we're in high school, and
juice boxes,
and they're serving espressos. So I'm like, hey, you know, I'm
what time was this at, by the way?
Probably at like 6-7 o'clock,
and they're serving.
It's high school dance, so it's not like,
so let me get this straight. At a high school dance at 7 o'clock, they're serving espressos.
Yeah, there was an espresso
machine. Private school. That's private school if I've ever heard it.
Anyways, so I'm like,
was there a dress code for this dance?
Yeah, it's a formal, so you dress formally.
Okay, that's what I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Because back at in my non-private high school, we would wear like we would wear like Hawaiian shirts and stuff, and that would be like formal.
And flip flops.
With socks.
But a tie.
Yeah.
But a tie.
Yeah, you need to have a tie.
Okay, so anyways, so I was like you know what I'm feeling? What?
You look like Adam Sandler from That's My Boy when he shows up. And he's wearing the tie that's like half done up.
Yeah. You know, leather.
Okay, anyway, I'm done cutting you off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. About time, but yeah, so I was like, yeah, I'm a little tired, I'm gonna go get an espresso. I got this thing. As soon as I get it, I want to seem kind of like a beauty, so I'm in grade 10, so I
try to shock
one me. Shot,
yeah,
burns the entire inside of my mouth, swallow it, burns my throat. Chilling there, trying to like shake it off, hoping like zero people saw what just happened and my facial reactions. About an hour goes by, mm-hmm. and like my tongue starts to hurt, so I'm like, what the fuck? I go check in the mirror. There's blisters all inside my mouth, yeah. from my mouth being burnt. So my tongue was just like mangled, and it was the most embarrassing thing I've ever really went through in high school.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I appreciate your enthusiasm.
No, I do feel bad for you. Yeah. I would just, my thing, I'm just surprised with this story because like, not only is coffee an inappropriate thing to be serving at a high school dance, like on most levels, like I would.
Yeah, assume, no, like usually like pop or juice.
Yeah, like hey, give me a Capri Sun and I'll be happy. I don't need an espresso.
Yeah.
But also like if you're drinking coffee, like would you guys not like just all be walking around with like rank breath?
Yeah. Well, it's an espresso and you bring gum to like, formals.
Do you?
Oh,
you had a gum guy?
Like
a
gum, I was the gum guy.
The gum butler.
I had a pack of gum every day.
School gum butler.
Yeah, Chauncey.
It was a guy that came over with
Excel
like
mint, please.
Yeah, he comes over with a tray of every type of gum.
Yeah, he's got all the colors of Excel.
And then there's the kids that they chew five gum and then they act like what it tastes like to chew five gum.
Yeah, and they're just they're like having an outer body experience for a sec.
My hot coffee story was I can't even remember if I told this on the podcast or not, but I was on an early morning flight one time and I had this steaming hot Tim's coffee, shout out. And I was sitting in my seat early because I like getting on the plane early. You know, I like to, you know, feel out my surroundings, make sure everyone's wearing their shoes and socks. And
except for the one time when I basically came back like on Christmas break.
Yeah, that also was.
Where you were left at the Toronto airport.
Yeah, well, that wasn't my fault.
That was not your fault.
I literally tried everything to get on the plane. Like I was like offering her like stuff out of my suitcase.
Dude, we were.
I was like, you want these shoes?
Like, we were on the plane being like, can you open the door, please? Yeah. It's right.
I could literally
see you through the window.
I could see you guys in the plane getting like your steak and potatoes on the plane.
Yeah, for our 45 minute flight.
Yeah, and I'm like, can I just go like, and then like, nope, you can't go on because your bags aren't on there. I'm like, I don't have any bags, my bags are right here beside me.
Yeah,
and they're like, well, the gate's already closed. I'm like, well, you know, you can just hit that button right there and open it.
Yeah.
And
see,
so
see what door handles are for.
Yeah, anyways, long story short, I got stuck there, but I'm on the plane with my scalding hot coffee and this lady comes up beside me and she's trying to put her suitcase in the overhead compartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being the good guy that I am, I'm trying to figure out a way, how can I help this woman, right?
Yeah.
So there's this other guy behind her standing up that's getting super impatient.
Okay.
So he's stressing me out.
Yeah.
So I go to try to get up out of my seat to help her lift the bag over, and I dumped my coffee on this girl's back by accident.
Oh.
Like,
that's terrible.
No, like it was like her suitcase handle fell, hit my arm, and then my arm like went super spasm mode. Yeah. And like,
no, not your fault.
Yeah. Like, you guys ever seen the movie?
Like, that's like, you feel terrible.
Oh my God. Did I ever feel this girl had a white shirt on and it was brown after.
And you got to sit on the plane with her for another hour.
No, thank God she wasn't sitting
near
me.
You're like, don't worry. It looks like tie dye.
I was like, oh tie-dye's my in now. God. Yeah. So, yeah.
I actually think you look cool.
Yeah. So.
So that's,
that's a moral, tough balance.
But the only good thing out of the story was it was winter, so it was cold out. So like my hot coffee probably cooled her or warmed her up a little.
Yeah, no,
that's nice. Cool. That's nice of you to do that for her.
Yeah. No. Well, it was like
next time I'm cold.
I tend to look at like the positive side of things rather than the negative outcome.
Yeah.
Like even in like a terrible situation, I try and find like a good way.
You pat on the back and say, "Hey, you're warm now."
You're the type of guy that's on the hunt for the silver lining.
Like you don't need you don't need a blanket now because you have warm coffee poured on you. So
yeah. So
you're welcome.
In other words, anything you want to do for me?
Yeah. So
I'll have your half of the ginger ale.
Yeah. When your almonds come over, you can just toss them over this way because I'll eat them.
I'll bury them.
Because basically you owe me a coffee now. No, I felt terrible. I was literally like,
it's almost worse tears. When it's a stranger for some reason.
If it was like you, I'd be like,
get out of the way next time.
If it was you, we would have made the biggest scene. Imagine like spilling something on your
friend, and then we play wrestle.
Yeah, then the air marshal comes up and puts you in a full suplex.
Yeah, and then me and you are in zip ties at the back.
Laughing.
Yeah, still laughing.
And then we get off.
And then we chirp the air marshal.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay, let's go to some of the questions we got this week.
Off the Christmas talk. If you're listening to this right now, the merch is out because it's Wednesday. Merch comes out on Wednesday.
Right.
So make sure you cop everything on
there. We got a bunch of good stuff. Good call. We got a bunch of nice stuff. We've all sampled it and everything's, really good quality, actually.
What a treat. The episode of our podcast drops Wednesday.
Yeah.
And the merch.
Yeah.
The whole company revolves around our podcast, I think.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the sun.
They're
like the plan.
We're like the co-CEOs.
And if you really want to help us out, make sure if you can't get the merch, just make sure you're downloading the episodes when you're listening to them. Download them
and subscribe.
Stay tuned. We're actually going to do a little bit of a merch giveaway on the podcast account. So if you're an avid fan of the podcast, make sure you stay tuned because we have a nice Hockey Guys trucker hat to give away to a listener. So stay tuned for that announcement on our Instagram. And with that announcement, we will be heading to our fan questions.
Let's do it.
Let's go. I love these.
I love you.
These are the best.
The best. Want to sing a song?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take a B-C-T.
Take the A-C-T.
Get a good market, get a good college. All right, I hate standard. If you think standardized testing is a good idea, then you know what you should do is you should not think that anymore. That's my
You tell them.
You know what standardized testing is?
Yeah, the SATs and stuff like that. Remember EQAO?
Hey, you're not wrong. Oh, dude. Dude, if you're from Ontario,
the literacy test?
If you're from Ontario and you had to do the literacy test in EQAO when you were a kid in school, you feel our pain right now because those are the worst days of the
world. The only cool thing about it is like the whole, like your class schedule is just canceled.
Yeah.
Was like kind of a beauty move.
But then you had to take a test that you couldn't study for. So
yeah.
No, not that we would have studied anyway.
The literacy test was hilarious because for those of you that don't know, it's the literacy test is the government making sure you're literate to go to university and stuff like that. And it's basically just reading comprehension and writing essays,
right?
Whatever. But it was like kind of funny, like coming out and like everyone, like you hear like some kids be like, oh, like I don't know about that one.
and the funny thing about the literacy test is if you didn't pass it, then you couldn't graduate high school. You had to pass it to graduate high school.
And if you didn't pass it the first time, you just take it again.
So like sometimes, like one time they came into a class in one of my classes and someone had failed and they were like, hey, you're going to have to take it again.
No way. They called them out in front of everyone.
No, but like I heard this.
Okay.
No, they wouldn't.
Like came in. The principal just centers the kid out.
Yeah, they had like a full on mariachi band playing to announce it.
Guess who's not literate? Sorry, that's mean.
No, everyone passed.
Everyone does pass. Yeah.
Eventually, if you have to take it twice, like a driver's test, you have to take it twice. No sweat. You'll get your license.
How many times did you take yours?
Once.
Yeah, same.
Oh, actually, the written part I had to take twice because I didn't know how much. I remember this question on my written driver's test was how much damage had to be assessed in an accident for you to claim insurance, and it was like 1500, 5000, 10000, and 7500.
Is it 1500?
I don't know, still to this day. But I got that question wrong the first time and I had to take it again. So I just guessed again on the second time and I got it right somehow, but I don't remember what the
answer was. Yeah, I'm lucky that question never popped up. I got like what's a yield sign, so I'm pretty good on that.
That's a triangle.
Yeah. So the questions.
Okay, yeah, sorry. We're done with the random spew of information. Oh, actually, one more thing is I just wanted to tell you that I think you should literally write a dictionary one day.
Me?
Yeah. Because
all and my definitions of
things? No, because your definitions of things, and not only are they funny, but they always end in and stuff like that.
Every definition, there's like 5,000 words in there, and everyone is
the last sentence
and stuff like
and
that.
And stuff like that. So yeah, I just wanted to add that in there because I know
I'm still... I will. Pacers dictionary.
Yeah.
Coming up soon.
You should do a weekly segment on Pacers word of the week, and then you should introduce a new word every week.
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
Hey guys, hope you're having a good day or had a good day. But
having
this one's kind of a fun one. The last thing you ate is now the only thing that you can eat for the rest of your life. What is it? And how long do you think you could last eating that one thing?
Well, the last thing me and Taver just ate was dinner, and that was chicken teriyaki stir fry.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
With yum-yum sauce. So yeah. I think...
we could last a while.
I would probably go...
a month.
A month, one to two months on that. It was pretty saucy, though.
The thing is, like, I get tired of eating the same food over and over again so fast.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take much.
Like, last year before I left for Christmas, I was the only one left in the house, and I didn't want to go grocery shopping. So we had this 1 3-pound ground turkey package left, and I cooked it all at once and ate it for the next like 7 meals in a row. And by the end, I was literally almost puking trying to put it down.
I remember that. That was pretty funny.
Anyways.
Last thing I ate, we had tacos tonight, so I could eat that. Tacos, like,
I could live off tacos.
Are pretty good.
So
same if this question's like including like same ingredients every single time, maybe like 3 days, and then I'll start like getting really sick.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But if you said tacos in general, you can make fish tacos. I mean, you couldn't, but
I can't.
The normal person would be able to make like fish, shrimp, carnitas.
Steak.
Chicken.
Okay,
okay, ready?
Next question.
Here we go.
Hey guys, I hope you guys are having a good night. I was just wondering, since you guys have done like team trips before to wherever, like Arizona and Nashville, would you guys ever want to go somewhere in Canada, and where would that be and why?
So those trips we took to Nashville and Arizona, that was just that wasn't with our team, that was just like with the hockey
spring break.
But if we were to travel like with the boys, like the hockey guys and stuff like that, I don't know, we're in
probably
Canada.
Banff.
Yeah, I think somewhere in Western Canada, like
I'd
BC.
Go to Vancouver Island, Tofino, surfing.
I'd go to Banff.
Yeah.
Probably. Why?
It's super nice there.
Have you been there?
No.
Golf trip.
I've just driven through there.
I think a golf trip to Banff.
Columbus. Yeah. Or a PEI golf trip.
Yeah,
Cabot Cliffs.
Actually, going out there would be cool. Sick.
Yeah,
going to Nova Scotia.
Have you guys been out east?
No,
I have.
I've been to Halifax once, and it's really nice out there in the summertime.
I've been to St. John's, New Brunswick, when I was there for the QMJHL camp. I was invited to
personally by the GM.
Personally, was invited by the GM, and
didn't sign up with the online form.
No, I didn't fill out the recruit. I was personally
first come, first serve invitation.
But yeah, no, it's a beautiful part of the country that
doesn't get enough credit.
No,
I feel like Western Canada and then like Toronto takes the cake,
and people out there, they just know how to have a good time.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I think either
very west,
yeah, the Pacific or the Atlantic, one of those,
one of the two cold oceans in the country. There's no warm water in the country, unfortunately.
No.
There's no tropical. That's the only thing about Canada. There's no tropical spots you can go on vacation.
No, not a whole lot of palm trees in Canada.
No, like you'd be hard-pressed to find like 5 in the whole country, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
No coconuts.
No, like only imported coconuts.
Yeah.
Next question.
Hey guys, so I don't have a question specifically. However, I had sent a second this or that game last week, and I was a little late to send it, but I would love to hear your answers for that one too. Hope you're having a great night.
Okay.
Is it in the DM?
I do have it here. So
let's do it.
Thank the Lord. Here's the this or that from last week.
Hey guys, hope you're having a great night. Since you seem to love the this or that type of question, I thought I'd do a round two. Ready? You know the rules. Let's go. Gatorade or Powerade?
Powerade.
Gatorade, Powerade.
Bar, nightclub, or house party?
Bar,
nightclub.
Chips or popcorn?
Chips. Popcorn.
Oh, chips.
Savory or spicy?
Savory.
Jeans or joggers?
Joggers. Oh, no, jeans.
Depends on the Kim Possible situation.
Wait, rewind?
No, can't.
Text, phone call, or FaceTime?
FaceTime. Phone call.
Text.
Chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry?
Strawberry.
Chocolate. Chocolates.
All caps next. Or Tukes?
All caps. Let me know.
Tukes
for sure.
I'm gonna go ball caps on last.
Yeah, you're
only I love that she said Tukes and not
yeah. Yeah, like good job on the lingo there.
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah, I like those a lot.
Hey guys, my boss and I were having a debate the other day at work, and so I want to ask you guys your opinion on this question. So we were talking about what if hide and seek were an Olympic sport, and we were talking about what it would be like. So what do you guys think it would be like if hide and seek was an Olympic sport?
Well, I'm assuming it would be like a lot like the normal hide and seek, but just with like higher stakes.
Yeah, you could like win like a gold medal is at stake.
Yeah,
but like how would that, like are they like in a dark room, like how would that play out?
It would have
all
to be
over
like
the world, like Amazing Race, but you're playing hide and seek.
Some guys like hiding in one of the pyramids in Egypt, yeah. But like you're in like Spain looking for them.
You're like,
well,
hey, well, I ain't gonna find them, so I might as well just
you just put up wanted posters
and like you can't move.
I'd be interested to see the parameters on that sport in the Olympics. There'd have to be like different maps, like in Call of Duty or something,
yeah, or like in a room,
like Mr. Beast has done it in like
the football stadium.
Yeah, right? And he's done it in like amusement parks and stuff. Yeah.
Where's one place that you wouldn't want to play hide and seek?
A haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like not like a fake haunted house, like a real haunted house, like Amityville Horror haunted house.
Me and my friends used to play hide and go seek with my sister, and then we wouldn't go look for her.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then my mom would find her in the closet.
Oh,
and then she'd be hiding, and then she'd be like, "The game's over."
Yeah, the boys left like 4 hours ago.
You won. All right, here we go.
Hey guys, I hope you're having a great night. My question is, what colors would you associate with the days of the week? Thanks.
Oh, this is not a question I have ever thought about.
First of all, we got to think of seven colors.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Monday, black. Tuesday, blue.
Tuesday, dark gray. Wednesday would be
purple.
Purple.
Hump day.
Neutral color, kind of.
Thursday would go pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friday.
Green.
Forest green. Saturday, green light.
Green light. Yeah.
Sunday,
like a bright neon green for Saturday.
For green.
Sunday's light. A red.
Yeah. Well,
red light.
Sunday's like an amber, like approach with caution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depending how you're feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, approach with extreme caution. This is how I would put it, at least.
When you feel like your brain just had an earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some days, though, like not all Sundays, but some days.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are big movies fans. So, what's your favorite movie?
Favorite, I don't see, this is like a question that I can't answer because I have a lot of favorite movies. I would have to go with I'm gonna plead the fifth on this answer because I cannot physically come up with one, but if I had a gun to my head and had to say one, I would say the movie Miracle, just because it's a hockey movie. Johnny, what's your favorite movie there, bud?
My favorite movie? I think I would have to pick, that's a good question, by the way. I would have to pick Inglourious Basterds. That's one of my favorite movies.
That's a good Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah, no, I like him.
Okay, Jordan, what's yours? You two are just got the giggly bits today, hey?
I'm going to go with Step Brothers.
Step Brothers, classic. All right, next question.
My question for y'all this week. So Jordan and Taver, if y'all could be on a forward line with any two other like iconic NHL players, who would it be? And Pacer, who would you want, like which iconic D-man would you want to be your D partner?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Since you only have one to think about, you can go. I think I already know who yours is going to be. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Sheldon Surrey.
No.
Drew Doughty.
No.
Quinn Hughes.
Wait, did she say current?
No, any.
Any? I think Paul Coffey.
Oh.
I didn't even know he was a D-man.
A lot of secondary assists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Patrick Laine.
I don't like that answer.
Patty Laine and Tom Wilson.
Just for protection, eh?
Yeah.
I'm going with Sid the Kid, and I'll throw Ovi on the other side. I'm changing that. I'm going Marian Hossa on the other side because he's my favorite player.
That's kind of deadly.
Yeah, imagine me, Marian Hossa, and Sidney Crosby like on a line together coming down on you and Paul Coffee Crisp. We turn you guys into freaking Coffee Paul Crisp.
Coffee Crisp.
Yeah, all right.
Shout out, Paul.
Shout out, Paulie. Okay, last one. Then we'll go to our Family Feud episode ender podcast segment.
Right.
Episode.
Hey guys, this is Kayla from New York City. So as a follow-up to a question from last week, since she stole my question, if you were playing on any NHL team, who would you pick as your line mates?
Oh my God, what are the odds of that? Okay. Well, there we go. We already answered
you got
that.
Your question stolen again. Yeah,
again, so...
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
That's 2 weeks in a row you got your question stolen.
I feel bad. Okay, last question.
Hey, y'all. I was just wondering if you prefer hot chocolate or hot apple cider in the winter.
I prefer neither. I don't like hot chocolate.
You can't prefer neither. You can say you like neither because prefer means you like it.
I wouldn't like neither, actually.
You would not like any?
I think what he said is right.
Prefer neither?
Yeah.
Is that proper?
He's deflecting the... I don't know. I think what you said makes sense. Thank I understand.
No, it
what
makes
you said.
Sense. But would you say
I would prefer hot chocolate over apple cider? Right. But I don't really like hot chocolate.
Have you guys ever had apple cider?
Yeah, it's really good. It's like hot applesauce with more sugar.
That doesn't even sound appealing to me.
I'm not
a huge hot chocolate.
So you prefer hot chocolate?
So I would. Yeah, I would have to. For the sake of the question, I'm going to say hot chocolate.
I'm going
to
go hot chocolate.
I'd rather just go get a coffee.
I'm going to go hot chocolate with only Godiva chocolate.
Fair enough.
Huh. Probably I'm just kidding.
Sounds
I'm just
pretty private
I've
school.
Never even, no, I just stole that from your diary that I was reading.
Things we eat at private school.
Yeah. it was on chapter one, things we get served to us at private
school. We all have our own stockings at private school, and it's Godiva and Toblerone.
And the Ferrero Rocher.
You guys would like when I was in high school, if you got a question right on like a special occasion, you'd get like a Kit Kat, like mini Halloween Kit Kat, but for you, they'd give out like golden bars.
And they'd be made of real gold.
Yeah. They'd be like the third.
Well, golden bars would be.
They'd
be
like,
real
they
gold,
give you, right? They give you guys, they gave out Cleopatra's third egg to you guys. All right. I'm going
to Jack. Put it on the hat.
I'm going to the Family Feud ender segment. Okay. So just to clarify, because a lot of people were giving us a hard time.
Can we only do 5 questions this time?
No, you guys are going to decide what the points go to.
3.
No. 5. Five.
Let's do 5 questions. Best of 5, though.
Best of 5?
Best of 5.
Or first to 5 points.
Best of 5. So first to 3.
First to 5.
Okay.
I'm the question master.
Best of 7. That's a good compromise.
So that's first to five.
Yes.
First to four.
Is it first to four. Then four plus three is seven.
Wait, what's eight divided by two, though?
Four.
Okay. And then so seven is four.
Yeah.
Because that's the majority.
You're 100% right.
What if we did half point question, though?
We're not going to do that.
Okay. Anyway, what was the name of the segment again that you were making fun of last week?
I don't even remember what you called it.
There's the Family Feud podcast ender segment.
Did you come up with a better name? No, I haven't given it thought. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm disappointed in that, but that's fine.
About the podcast feud.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I took out about 30 words.
I kind of like the Family Feud podcast ender segment, though.
All right, then we'll keep it.
Sounds like formal. Like, it sounds like instead of calling prom, you call it like formal. Spring formal.
Okay, just read the questions.
Okay, private school. So just to clarify, last week we were just giving Jordan a fighting chance. Johnny did win after getting five.
Johnny didn't win. Johnny dominated.
Johnny did dominate. And I was just trying to help my buddy Jordan out because he got his teeth kicked in by Johnny. And yeah, you can tell by the looks from right now that it's really wearing on him. Yeah. Okay. So
you want my hat?
I got my hand ready here. I'm ready to go.
Ready?
Yep.
We asked a poll of 100 people. Where is the best place for someone to study?
Library.
That's on the list. Jordan.
School campus.
There's no way that's on the list.
Okay, library was number two.
Really?
Number one was bedroom.
Oh.
And study hall technically would be on campus.
So I won.
But you
did what you're saying.
You got a point there.
Here we go.
I was just trying to decide if I was going to count study hall as on campus, and it turns out that I did.
Hot start.
Hot start for Johnny. Up 1-0. Okay. Name a famous video game character. You can't stall for this.
Oh, okay, my Johnny. God.
Super Mario.
Okay, that's the number one answer. 2-0.
Jordan,
you literally are terrible at this game.
I blanked. It's hard.
Were you thinking of like a COD guy?
I don't know what I was thinking of. I blanked.
I was gonna say Ghost from COD, but there's no way that's on the list. So Super Mario, because that's like the
I forget that it has to be on the list.
Yeah.
All right. Jordan, if you don't get this question right, I'm gonna kick your butt.
Okay.
Name something you might eat with crackers.
Cheese.
Hummus.
There's no way.
Hummus is not on the list.
Yeah.
Cheese is number two.
What's number one? Are you fucking really?
Yeah. Crackers and soup. It's like,
yeah, no, I know that, but like you would think cheese and crackers.
It's like salt and pepper.
You kind of set me up for failure there.
But they are close.
Crackers and hummus today.
Soup is. Sorry. I didn't keep a diary of what you're eating all day.
Yeah. The poll didn't ask you.
Yeah. But yeah, cheese was a close second. It was 28 points for soup, 24 for cheese, 21 for peanut butter, which is kind of weird. I would have never thought peanut butter would have been on there. But
yeah. What the hell? Anyways.
So Johnny's up 3-0.
Right now. He's up 3-0. So you better pick up your socks here, buddy. Should we give Jordan the first answer on this next question, no matter what?
No.
Okay. Name something that kids usually hate.
Vegetables.
Johnny's so good at this game.
Okay, what's yours?
Was that the top answer?
Broccoli was the top answer. So,
yeah.
Vegetables.
Okay.
He just gets the top answer right away. Yeah. That's four.
Yeah, I won.
Oh shit.
Game's
see,
over.
See this sorry folks. Okay, one more.
Right. One more to Jordan, let Jordan get on the board.
We can't let Jordan get swept.
He already dead.
Name a body part that a pirate would be missing.
Leg.
Number one answer, Jordan. Yeah.
Like I love
this game.
You should just
actually go on the real family.
I'll start reading the questions. Next week I'm gonna read the questions.
You should start tapping your hand before Johnny.
Well, that's what I tried to do on the chance, I think. On the video game character, and I blanked because you guys are both staring at me. And then
well, that's just how the game works.
Would you like
us to turn around?
Look at the wall.
We're in a 4x4 room.
And that
would conclude the podcast for this week. Jordan got swept. Johnny is the reigning heavyweight champion of the world.
Yes.
And his name is Michael Tyson.
Yes, sir.
Iron Mike. And yeah, that concludes episode 23 of the No Bad Days podcast. Thank you as always for tuning in.
And remember, our merch drop is this Wednesday, and we hope you all enjoyed the podcast.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers. Take care.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.